Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Every story has a beginning.
The San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama.
There's no hype with this. This is fact.
Before all the MVPs, before the championships, this is where the first chapter is written.
There's Durant, and he squares up, then drains the shot.
Stephen Curry.
He can bury the shot.
Lillard.
Got it!
Oh, man.
Zion rips it, punches it home!
James, first of many.
The future of the league has arrived.
Oh, Wembanyama!
Here comes Victor Wembanyama.
We've never seen anything like him.
NBA Today, live from Las Vegas, starts right now.
Welcome to NBA Today.
Welcome to NBA Today. We are here in Las Vegas, where so many stars started their journey to the NBA right here at Summer League. And in just about 6 hours, the number one pick, French phenom Victor Wembanyama, he's going to make his debut for the San Antonio Spurs. I can't wait for that. Welcome to NBA Today here in Las Vegas. Malika Andrews alongside Austin Rivers and a man who lives every day like it is Summer League, Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, that's right. I am outstanding. We're here. We're alive. We made it. Austin made it. His hair made it. Everything's great.
No, the hair, this is the perfect weather for the curls. You don't know a lot about it.
They're full effect.
Yeah.
Austin and I got that. All right, let's start the show with Victor Wembanyama because the number one overall pick, he is set to make his debut in just a couple of hours. This is the time that we have all been waiting for. This is the place to be. It's the center of the NBA world. Victor Wembanyama, he will suit up against the Hornets and the second overall pick, Brandon Miller. That's at 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. It's a sold-out event, folks. Actually, tickets were gone days and days in advance, but this is a lot of pressure. And Victor has talked about, and I found this fascinating, Richard. He said that he has never, a day in his life, felt pressure. It's just not part of his DNA, not part of his makeup. So what are you expecting tonight?
Well, I think he hasn't felt pressure like this. I think it's a different situation. It doesn't mean, I think... Again, not going to interpret it for him, but this means he feels very comfortable in this space. And if a player has that confidence and they feel comfortable, that's half the battle. Half the battle is feeling like you belong and like, oh, this is my space. This is what I'm going to do. And I think Victor, he has that mentality, and that's what I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see sometimes your eyes can be open because I know he was doing amazing things in France, but Summer League's a different monster, preseason's a different monster, regular season, postseason, the intensity just continues to rise.
What do you think, Austin?
I mean, he has to be used to the pressure by now. He's been probably the most covered pre-league athlete we've had since LeBron James.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And for me, tonight, I look forward to see how he handles the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know he talks about how he hasn't felt it. He's talked about how, you know, he hasn't succumbed to it. And so far, it's been pretty effortless. But in a game like today, you're going to have everybody here. You're going to have all the celebrities here. You're going to have all the stars out. Everybody's here. You already talked about it being sold out. You know, I look forward to him as a fan. You want him to have a dominant game. You want to have a statement game.
Yeah.
I try not to put too much into it. It's only one game.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm excited for tonight.
Yeah, don't go all Brandon Miller on us. Don't do that.
Already, bro? Already?
It's
already me? What do you mean?
It's been a couple games. Let the young fella rock.
Yeah.
What you do? We were just talking about Victor.
I'm just the subliminal Brandon Miller. This
you're saying, let Victor Wembanyama cook. But the interesting thing for me is it feels like the show is going to start before the show. I want to see the half hour before. We've heard so much about all the prep that Victor Wembanyama puts into his game, into his body. The only time that we've seen him play here in the U.S. were those games in Las Vegas that he played against Scoot Henderson. I want to see all of that, his preparation to the game on full display.
Well no, you want to see it. And this is the thing for me, and it happens a lot. Because he is a new player, because they want to dissect everything he does, every player spends an hour before the game. Like, you're an hour before the game stretching,
right,
doing all of your stability work,
yep,
doing, you know, your shooting, doing your strengthening, doing your core work. So, yes, I'm very curious, a player of his size, what it looks like. But you've been in every arena. You've seen LeBron James doing the stuff back there with Mancius and working with it. He does that an hour and a half before the game. He is full on working. So I'm curious, a player of his body type, what they are going to do to strengthen him and prepare him for the game action.
One of my favorite parts about Summer League, everybody's here. Like, the entire league descends on Las Vegas in their casual flip-flops and shorts for a couple of days. Yep. Austin, I understand that you have a story about back when you were at Summer League.
Which story is that?
See, when the producer gets in my ear and says, Austin has a story, I always go, oh, tell us more.
You got a story about Summer League? Tell us.
He's trying
I'm assuming you're talking about my first game versus Damian Lillard. Yeah. We had a that was like one of the premier games, and before the game, I was excited, nervous, anxious. And he comes out and he's like, I think he's like 5 or 7, bro. He's going for 3, and I'm just like.
And did you know anything about Damian Lillard?
No one knew about him. When he went that high in the draft, we were all like, bro, who is this dude?
Yeah.
But he played with such a natural, just, he plays with his own temp. Can't speed him up. He just seemed like a natural NBA player from the get, and unfortunately, I was the first game.
I was the first one that got to see Dame Lillard.
I got to see that up personal.
Up
I know.
Close, personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it became a motivating factor.
Oh, it was. I mean, it was one of those things where since then, every time we play against each other, I've always wanted to compete against him. He's one of the greatest guards in the league right now, so. Yep. Yeah.
And we will see where he suits up next season. That's something
sir.
We'll be talking about a little
Portland.
Later in the show. We already spoke, though, about the matchup that starts off the night, with the second game, rather, of our doubleheader between Wembanyama and then also Brandon Miller. But I'm curious, is there anyone else that you have your eye on as we get started in Summer League? Because we also know we're going to see Scoot Henderson tonight. We're going to see Amen Thompson tonight.
Wait, which Thompson brothers in Houston?
Amen.
Amen. I want to see Amen play. I do, only because the more I've watched and I see his ball handling and I see his ability to pass, I like a 6'8 guy that can drop a dime, that is a skill set. So when you look at all the scores that they have in Houston, I'm really curious to see how he fits in, especially when they added a point guard. So it's not like he's a primary ball handler. He gets to become a secondary ball handler, which only adds so many facets to that Houston offense that Ime is going to work with. But no, I really want to see if Brandon Miller is going to show up. I want to see him versus, you know, Victor. Maybe that's what it is. It's like, oh, boom, now it's time to show up. But, like, oh, yeah, the Brandon Miller stuff, he's a stud. I'm not questioning it. But, like, yeah, if you put out a dud and egg, you got more fouls than points. We're going to talk about you.
Okay. Right.
We're going to talk about you.
Sharpens iron. So
yes, it does.
Maybe having Victor Wembanyama, you staring that down on the other side, that's the game. He's the
– You're not staring down. You're going to be staring up. I'm just going to be very – clear. Being very clear with that big boy.
Austin, who you have your eye on?
I'm going to stay at the top. I like Scoot. You know, we're just talking about Damian Lillard. This is the guy that they're choosing to start their organization over with, essentially, and move on from Dame. I want to see if he has that same type of poise. I want to see if he can live up to that name, that pressure. But honestly, I want to see how him and Vic just move around. As a hooper to a hooper, I want to see how they are in the timeouts. I want to see how vocal they are. I want to see how hard they play. I want to see how they handle, of course, the pressure. But I want to see some of these spectacular plays that we saw in all these leagues that they got to play in. Because the talent level is going to go up tonight. The pressure is going to go up tonight. Everyone's going to be here, and I want to see these guys perform at their finest.
Yeah, Scoot versus Amen Thompson. That's the first game of our doubleheader, and then we have Brandon Miller taking on Victor Wembanyama in the second game of our doubleheader tonight. I am excited to see the action go down. Speaking of Wembanyama, and news that I never really thought we'd be reporting on here, but it certainly gripped the internet here. Police say that no charges will be filed against a member of the San Antonio Spurs security team who pop star Britney Spears said struck her when she approached rookie sensation Victor Wembanyama in a Las Vegas casino complex. Victor was asked about the incident on Thursday. Here's what he had to say.
When I was walking with some security of the team to some restaurant, we were in a hall. There was a lot of people, so people calling me, obviously. And there was one person who was calling me, but we talked before with the security, don't stop because it's gonna make a crowd. So I couldn't stop. So that person was calling me, sir. And that person grabbed me from behind. So I didn't see what happened because I was walking straight and we told don't stop. But that person grabbed me from behind, not on my shoulder. She grabbed me from behind. And so I just know that the security pushed her away. I don't know with how much force though, but security pushed her away. And I didn't stop to look. So I kept walking and enjoyed a nice dinner.
So Spears issued a lengthy statement on Instagram saying in part she's yet to receive a public apology here. Richard, certainly security has a job to do. Just help us sort through all of this.
It's unfortunate. Anytime somebody gets hit or anytime there's a situation like this, it's sad. And it's just a person. Let's take Britney Spears out of it. That could have been a kid. That could have been a mom. That could have been anybody. So anytime something like that happens, because you want to engage with your favorite player, especially when you see them. But yes, Vegas and security is on high alert. Security is on very, very high alert, especially for the high-level players. We know this. Braun and these guys have teams of security that anywhere they go. And to Victor's point, he's like, I didn't even know anything happened, right? He's like, I know people are grabbing at me. People are calling me. I'm glad she's okay. I'm glad that this is not going to progress anything further than this. But, yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, but you do got to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on.
Yeah, this is a situation that I hope is moved on from and quickly.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, at the end of the day, it's just a security issue. Everyone's out here to see him. Everyone wants to meet him, have an autograph, have a hug, have a handshake. At the end of the day, security has to do their best job in protecting an asset not only to the Spurs but to the league in general. And you can't tell. He has no idea who's touching him, who's grabbing him. He's just trying to handle his business. I hope we just move on from this. He has a big game tonight. Let's get back to more important things. I'm glad that, you know, nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, everything is getting resolved.
But I will say this. I think it does go to show the impact that Victor is having.
Yeah.
You have pop stars that are chasing you down just to say hello. The greatest basketball players of all time, they all transcend the sport.
Yep.
It's not just they're a great basketball player. It's like you ask mom or you ask dad, like, oh, they know Larry. They know Magic. They know MJ. They just know them by their names. And Victor has the chance to be one of those. Like, it's unfortunate how it happened, but I think it also shows how much attention this man is going to get worldwide. And I think this was one of those things that you got to learn to handle it.
Mutual respect is always something you want to keep in mind. But to your point, I mean, he is a global star that has a chance to be incredibly special, and we get to see him right here in this arena in just a couple of hours, and we're going to continue to count you down right here on NBA Today to his debut. Still to come on our show, we got some special guests who are joining us. Coming
hey,
up
hey.
Next, I think you might know your teammate.
That's my partner.
Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton. They're stopping by to join the show. Don't miss it. We're live from Las Vegas. Don't go anywhere.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
You're watching NBA Today.
Bro. We have huge news coming up on Saturday on NBA Today, live from NBA Con at Mandalay Bay. We're set to reveal everything that you need to know about the first ever NBA in-season tournament. We have tournament dates. We have how it's going to work, every location, group drawings, even the trophy. Plus, Commissioner Adam Silver, Victor Wembanyama, Anthony Edwards. You can see the full list of guests stopping by on your screen, plus the Jabberwockies, Cirque du Soleil. Are we going to get you in a leotard, Richard?
I brought my own, so if they allow me to.
Well, find out Saturday at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN.
I have it from Comic-Con.
Oh, my Lord. Welcome back to NBA Today here at Summer League live from Las Vegas. Okay. So you can see here, Scoot Henderson, what were we talking about? The greats, they get in all of their work ahead of the game, working out there with Stephen Curry. I love to see this.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I don't know how often these things were going on, but just for a young player to have access to a guy like Steph, and even Steph to be that guy that's like, hey, come on, let's go work out, let me work, you know, Michael Porter Jr. Lots of guys have worked out with Steph. That's not always the case for superstars. A lot of them like to do it privately. I think that's great to see him mentoring the next generation.
Are we going to do that with the tennis balls?
No. We'll leave juggling balls to Perk.
All right, we are in Las Vegas. We're going to leave that over here, and let's talk a little bit about the town that we're in. We're talking about casinos. We're talking about playing poker, and we're going to extend that analogy, not yours. Richard, can we start here? If you were to say the biggest gamble of the season as we look ahead to the 2023-24 season, well, who do you think or what do you think?
No, I think the biggest gamble to me, and I speaking of Perk, is Marcus Smart, like trading Marcus Smart and what we know as the core of this Celtic group that has been, they've been dominant. They've only been to one finals. They haven't won a championship, but if you look at their last 6 years, really since Jason Tatum showed up, they have been a dominant team, and Marcus Smart has been a large part of that. So you're trading away one of the best defensive guards, the heart and soul, and you're bringing in a 7'2" offensive stud who's not proven. So to me, you're trading a proven player for a non-proven player. You're trading offense for defense. So this is the biggest, you know, kind of gamble, in my opinion.
Okay. Austin?
For me, it'd have to be the Suns. You know, it's a win or bust for them. And anytime a team goes into that situation, it's opposite ends of the spectrum. It's either you're champions or if you don't win, someone gets fired. You know, they went all in on this trade. Obviously, they got Brad. And I'm even going to loop Kevin Durant into this as well. They traded a lot of assets for them. They don't have any picks. Most of their contract, or most of the team's payroll is really vet minimums. Very, very top-heavy team. A lot of talent, but, you know, this is a gamble. Phoenix is really going it. You know, they're all in. Matt wants to win a championship. First year owner already going for it. So, yeah, I think the Suns is the biggest gamble right now.
Biggest gamble. Those are good. I mean, Golden State, I feel like, has to be in the conversation.
For sure.
Because you are saying, okay, we're not going to be looking at our future. We're going to have a win-now window, and that's what we're going toward with Chris Paul, and we'll see how all of it's going to fit. What about the best bet here, Richard? Who you got?
The best bet? I have no idea. Let me think about this for a second. Best bet for the upcoming season. Look, this is what I think. I think the Houston Rockets are going to have a resurgence. I think Dylan Brooks, I think Dylan Brooks is going to have a get back season. Austin doesn't agree with me, but I think sometimes when you go through the fire, I'm going to have a bet that these two players are going to help lead them to the postseason. I think a 7-8 seed. I'm going to go out on a limb and say an 8 seed.
Because the Rockets making the playoffs.
I have them making the play-in.
Okay. Play-in's interesting. I'll give you play-in.
Okay, thank you.
Playoffs.
Play-in. They were abysmal last year.
I don't see it happening.
You don't? Okay.
I don't see it happening. I'll tell you the best bet.
What is it?
I'll tell you the best bet. Anthony Edwards will lead the league in scoring.
Ooh.
Am I crazy for saying that?
You're not crazy for saying it. I just know that the guys that are at the top of that list, they take a lot of pride in that. They say it's not a goal or, I don't care about scoring, but they are actively trying to lead the league.
No, I hear you.
So he has to actively try to do this.
Agreed. But I think for Minnesota to take that next step, he has to become that level of a scorer. I think he has to be like a top five player in the league.
Well, we saw flashes of it in the playoffs last year, the one game that they got off of Denver when he had, 40-something?
Yeah.
On his back there. We've seen that from Anthony Edwards. And speaking of, guess who's joining us right here on NBA Today next
week? He got a haircut?
Las Vegas, Anthony Edwards. There he is.
Hey.
Don't go anywhere. That conversation on the other side of the break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
Bang time. Bang time. It's bang time. It's bang time.
I just like dunking on people, man.
I see you at the baseline. One step, it's a highlight. Left you with my FaceTime.
Edwards, oh, on his head.
Whatever my shot is, I like it. But sometimes coach may not like it, but I love my shot.
Oh, Anthony Edwards, unconscious.
Anthony Edwards averaged career highs in just about everything last season. Points, rebounds, assists, field goal percentage, three-point percentage. That was after going for almost 25 points and 6 boards during his third career season. And guess who's joining us now on NBA Today, live from Las Vegas, the one, the only, Anthony Edwards, fresh off of reaching a new 5-year max rookie deal.
Where the money at?
What was the first purchase? What do we get?
Another one?
Yeah. I was about to say, would you get Ant Jr.?
Nah, I ain't get him nothing.
I pulled up for a podcast with him last year. I was scared for my life.
Really?
But yeah, it was like a kennel.
How many dogs you got?
I got 4.
Big dogs.
Yeah. We only knew about Ant Jr. What are the names of the other 4, or other 3?
Coogi, Fubu, and Sansa.
Enough
okay,
said.
Okay.
All right. So if you didn't get anything other than another dog, and every time I guess we're going to just continue to grow the flock of dogs. What's a group of dogs called? We're going to call them a flock.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
a gaggle?
What do you see, though, as your responsibility now with this max extension for this Minnesota Timberwolves team?
To just be a little more mature, come in ready to play every night, come in doing the right things, being a leader that we need and being a voice in the locker room.
Well, you're sitting next to one of your teammates. Yes, I got to know the best. Best Austin story or Austin the best Ant story?
Austin got a lot of them, man. I don't think I can tell them all, but yeah, he got a lot of stories.
Don't do that. We're live, brother. We're live. We're on air.
Yeah, we're on air.
Oh, okay, well, let me jump in then since I get what you're saying. So, look, you just signed your extension. You made the All-Star team last year. Is there something, especially with all the rookies that are here now and everyone's right, is there something right now, even just 3 years in, that you wish you knew as a rookie? Or if you're like, if I would have known this when I first got started, like day one of training camp, what is that one thing that you're just like, I wish I would have known when I first got started?
Taking care of my body, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. You know,
like getting treatment, getting a cold tub, things like that.
Yeah. It changed the game once you started doing it
regularly.
Yeah. My question's kind of along with Richard. You know, you talk about taking next steps, you talk about your body, how you eat. When you talk about the top shooting guards in the game right now, you talk about Devin Booker, you talk about Donovan Mitchell, you talk about Jason Tatum, we talk about Anthony Edwards. What do you think you need to do as a whole to come in next year to take that step to where you're just solidified as the best shooting guard in the NBA?
Just kill everybody, man. That's my mindset.
Kill everybody.
Love it.
You know, anytime I match up with any of those guys, I'm gonna guard them, and hopefully they guard me, and I showcase that I'm a lot better than them.
We've talked a lot on this show about the fit of you with Karl Anthony Towns, with Rudy Gobert, with Naz Reid, having three big guys in the modern NBA, but there's no one who knows it better than you, someone who's actually been there, done that. What do you see as a ceiling for this group as it's constructed?
Man, a lot of people kind of talk bad about us at the end of the year, but we didn't have Nas. You know, Nas kind of is like the staple in the middle of Cat and Rudy, you know, because he can kind of do both. And Rudy's great for us, man. He protects the rim, alters a lot of shots, and Cat is a superstar, man. You know, hopefully we can get him to an MVP level this year.
We talked a little bit about the Denver series in our last block and that game that you had against Denver. Obviously, they go on. They win a championship. You're such a student of film. You watch it all. When you see that, when you see the game that you put up on them and then where they ended up going, what went through your mind of how you could get better?
I mean, just if we would have had Nas or Jaden, I think it would have been a different series. Just that simple.
Yeah.
Okay, so your teammate here said that he believes that next season you will lead the league in scoring. Is that – now, again, LeBron James, all these guys have – okay, I want to lead the league in scoring. I want to win a finals MVP. I want to win a championship. Is that something that – when I say, like, go do it or, like, try to achieve it, that just means, like, your level of aggression is extremely high. Yeah. Is that something that you believe you can accomplish?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's not lying.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Naturally, though. I don't even think it's a force. You know what I mean? I don't think he's going out each night just chucking up shots. He's just an efficient, naturally aggressive player.
Yeah.
The way he gets to the line, the way he can get to the basket, the way he can explode, we're in a league nowadays where there's not a lot of prominent big men in shot blocking. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy can really dominate the game from all three levels.
Yeah.
You know, he has the ability.
Well, and where we are right now, it's sort of the end of the 22-23 season, but also kind of the beginning of 23-24 at Summer League as we see the new rookies coming in who are going to be in the league next year. It's never too early, Ant, to set those intentions for next season. When we're watching you, what are your goals next year? What should we be watching for?
Get AR back this year. That's one of the
goals.
Heard
it here first, Tim.
Yeah, Tim Conley, man.
There it is.
And pretty much just make sure the team is ready to play. Like I said, Cat, Rudy, Jaden, they're going to have the best years. Get Rudy back to the defensive player of the year. Make Nas come in and be the best backup of five in the league and just, you know, make sure the guys are ready.
We've spent a lot of time talking about Victor Wembanyama. Obviously, we're all going to get a chance to see him today. Are you going to go to the game? What are your expectations there?
I don't know if I'm going to go to the game, but I see he's pretty good, so I'm excited to watch it from the hotel.
But I imagine you're even more excited to play him because
everyone
has to have their welcome to the NBA moment.
Nah, for sure.
You going to get him? You going to catch him?
I'm going to try.
You going to catch him?
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's trying to.
Everybody trying.
I got the floater.
No.
That's a wish.
Is dunking done? Is dunking done for you?
No. I could dunk. Don't stop it. Don't do that. I'm 30, bro.
You just said.
You keep trying to age me and loop you with you, and I'm not there with you yet.
I just asked you if dunking was done. Can you dunk on Victor if, like, the steps are right? And
no.
I want to hear. Wait.
Absolutely not.
I'll answer for him.
So the dunk is done.
It's not happening.
Okay.
I'm lucky to catch a lob.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think we can arrange that. If we see you back at the Timberwolves, I think we can arrange that.
Yeah, for sure.
For you, though, I mean, we've talked about you can do every sport that you have tried, you succeed at. Is there anything else? This is summertime. This is when everyone's picking up new hobbies. This is when we're all sort of doing something new. What does summer look like for you?
I haven't did anything new this summer. Not at all.
Just buy more dogs?
Yeah, and just work more.
And it's
work.
A pack.
Yeah.
I figured it out. I was working through it as he was talking. A group of dogs is a pack.
So yeah.
Pack of wolves, pack of dogs.
He's a big family guy, too, man.
Yep.
You like going back to Atlanta.
Yeah, go back home, see my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, he's always around family, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anthony Edwards, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us here on NBA Today. We're also going to see you tomorrow at NBA Con. Rich, we're trying to campaign Richard to do cartwheels with Cirque du Soleil, maybe in like a leotard type situation.
A rep 1 year. That's like basketball adjacent. Doing cartwheels and leotards, that's not.
You know what to call it, man.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Thank you so much, Ant. Still to come on NBA Today, the star guests do not stop here. Tyrese Halliburton, he is joining us live coming up next. Don't go anywhere. That conversation on the other side.
A lot of new money.
God, there's so much money.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
We are live from Las Vegas. Let me tell you, folks, everyone is here to see the Summer League action, and we are here in Thomas and Mack getting you set for games that begin this afternoon. But it has been a busy offseason for the Indiana Pacers. They signed Tyrese Halliburton. Extension. They signed Bruce Brown from the champion Denver Nuggets, and they also added Obi Toppin. They acquired number 8 pick Jairus Walker on draft night. And with that as the background, joining us now is Tyrese Halliburton. Richard was saying it smells like new money in here. Congratulations on your contract extension. We saw the photos with the 260 in the background, making sure that you enjoyed all of this. It was just awesome stuff. But I read that it only took you and your agents 20 minutes to agree to a deal. You knew that.
Talk about low stress.
I was at dinner in LA, and I got a FaceTime call, and it was front office, my agents, and my mom and dad, and it was pretty quick. Knocked it out.
Were we eating, or did you take up to put the
food
down?
No, food hadn't came yet.
Okay,
so what's the feeling? Again, I'm curious. What does $250 million feel like?
Yeah, I mean,
more than a quarter.
It's definitely surreal, right? but I think in the moment you don't really know, you don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it ain't like I got a direct deposit for 260 waiting for me. You know?
Right.
So,
okay.
But it definitely is exciting, and it's set my family up for the future for sure.
That's awesome. It's not only you though. I mean, not $250 million, but it's not only you that got the bag. We saw, obviously Brucey B's not going anywhere. Well, he did. He went. He signed an enormous contract with you all, but he said that it was partly you. He took a meeting with the New York Knicks, and he took a meeting with you all, but it was your recruitment that showed him, this is where I want to go. What did you say? What was your pitch?
Well, I started to give my little elevator pitch, and he cut me off in the middle of the speech. He was like, you don't need to explain anything. I know exactly how I fit. And I think there's a lot of things that he can do to help me and I can do to help him. So I really like the fit with me and him.
Yeah, I want to know what you're thinking going into the season. You talked about Bruce Brown wanting to come there because of you. Is there a level that you want to reach in terms of just being a leader? You talk about the best point guards in the NBA. They're usually the best leaders of their team. Is that a role that I know you've already taken on, but you see with this contract, it boosts the expectations of your role, how you're going to control the team, your voice? Is that something you're already comfortable with and trying to get better at?
Yeah, no question. I think the biggest thing for me is, I haven't won yet. I haven't played a lick of playoff basketball, and that's what I want to do more than anything. And like you said, the expectations are higher, not only from a front office standpoint or a team standpoint, but just from a general fan standpoint, at the same time. So I just got to be the best version of myself, and that's going to help us win games and stay healthy and just try to get to the playoffs.
This boosts you, though. You want to work harder because
of this,
right?
For sure. Make sure they know I earned it, for sure.
I do want to get a little bit more into your expectations for next season, but first, at your press conference, you were talking about what it means to you to sign this kind of contract extension, and there was someone in particular that you wanted to thank. And in case anyone at home missed this, just take a listen, because we need more of this in the world.
My mom has been my everything for me to get here. I can't even put into words to explain everything, but I'm just really appreciative of you, Mom, because of, all the stuff of us growing up and pushing me to, be where I am today, and making sure I could get every trip, making sure my teammates made it to every trip. It just means a lot to me. So I love you, and I'm really appreciative of you. So thank you, Mom. I love you.
Mom moms are just the best. My mom's sitting over there behind. Like, bringing your mom to work is one of the best feelings in the entire world. But now that we've talked about the contract that you just signed, what is it that you want to give to her in all of your success?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know yet. My mom's a very simple woman. Like, she never bought anything for herself growing up. It was all about the kids, you know? So getting her gifts is like the hardest thing in the world, because it's like, I don't know what to do. I've already bought her a car. She has a house in Indy, a house back home that we fixed up. So I guess, like, I don't even know how I can spontaneously get a gift. I have to go, Mom, what do you want?
Keep showing her that love and respect. That's all she wants. Yeah. Like, moms don't, they like gifts, but they love that. They love the recognition. They love the, like, hey, I'm not here without you. You keep showering her with that information and that love. She will be the happiest woman. Lots of people can get diamonds. That love from a son, that's special.
Right.
That's special.
Right. Continuing to take your game to the next level, to do what you love and to share that with her, I imagine that that's the best gift. And when you look at your goals on the court for this next season, I know we've seen every time you get a new teammate, every time there's a new signing, you're on Twitter, you're shouting them out, you're saying, we can't wait to get to work. What do you see as the ceiling for this team in the East next year?
You know, I think we got a really young group, a hungry group. You know, we're bringing in three rookies that, you know, I think that's going to push training camp to another level, because you got a lot of young guys all pushing to want to play. And I'm really excited about it. I think we got a lot of guys that, I think adding Bruce is big. His championship experience, has played in the playoffs the last few years. I think adding OB is big for us as well. You know, I think our biggest thing is we just want to get to the playoffs, man. I think last year when I got hurt in New York, we were like 5 or 6 seed, you know, and that's just the biggest thing. We want to be playing after the regular season and be playing playoff basketball.
Do you think people are sleeping on this team?
I think so, a little bit, but I think we have got a lot of love from the social media world and the media world in general, and expectations are probably higher than they were last year, but at the end of the day, like, it's all about what's set in the locker room from the jump. So
is it a playoff or bust type season?
I think so for sure, and that's like a top to bottom thing. I think I'm just tired of losing, so you know, I just want to get in the playoffs, but I think that's the recipe from everybody. I think we definitely have that expectation,
right? And when that's what's pushing you forward, when it's you guys that are saying, all right, this is what we need to do.
Yeah, it starts like you said, coming into training camp, especially when there's that competition of young players. Adding Obi, he's going to try and establish himself and try and get his deal. You get young players that are coming in, and it's like, well, he's trying to get a con- – I mean, it's like, but in a positive way, and that's as a leader, it's like, we can have all the intense competition, but let's make sure it's all pushing in the right direction, and that's a great opportunity for
him. I mean, Obi, his dad is Dunker's Delight. I just feel like the connection between you and what should we expect on the court next year?
Lobs.
I'm really excited. We've been close since, like, pre-draft, so I've never played with a guy who can jump like him. We worked out this morning, I was just amazed, like, seeing it up close. I'm really excited. I think we could do some fun things on the floor.
Little J.K. Kenya Martin.
You got to remind yourself not to sit and watch.
But wait a second, though. I feel like there's a guy that might be a little, like, there's some people with bounce on your squad now. You think nobody, you ain't played with nobody with that type of bounce?
You got me thinking now. Obi's by far the best dunker I've ever played.
Okay.
Who else are you alluding to?
Who are you alluding to? I'm just saying, my Arizona boy, man. My Arizona boy got a little bounce.
Who, Ben?
Yeah.
I'd be on his head. He'd be acting like he old sometimes.
I didn't know he was one of those.
Obi's doing, like, in-game between the legs.
Yeah, it's a dunk contest.
Oh, I'm not impressed by those. I can see how you're not impressed by it. But you understand, like, it's different.
You got to do something.
He just wanted to shout out Arizona so bad.
I don't care.
By any means.
It's a shameless plug. Everyone, go to the University of Arizona. It's a great school.
Well, and at the end of that advert, thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today. Tyrese, best of luck next season. We cannot wait to watch you and the Wildcats. I mean.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Am I doing it right?
No, this is Channing. See, he mad because Channing was making fun of him.
I don't really rock with you guys. Luke, I don't rock with him either.
Austin and I rock with you. Thank you, Tyrese, for joining us here on NBA Today. Coming up, though, on our show, as
no one likes Duke,
you live from Las Vegas, our front office insider, Bobby Marks, he joins to talk about Damian Lillard's future, why trading a superstar of his caliber, it is a lot harder than it seems. NBA Today, live from Las Vegas. We'll be back after this.
You're watching NBA Today.
The
pretty much falling out of the race for the 10th spot unless we go out there and win every game.
The Blazers go to 33-49.
A season full of ups and downs and not really any moments of consistency.
Out of those teams, which one would you be like, that's not too bad?
Miami, obviously.
Dame Lillard, as you know, at the end of the season, made it clear he did not want to play with another young player.
The Portland Trailblazers select Scoot Henderson.
And now Lillard has asked for a trade. He prefers a trade to the Miami Heat.
I've been in the league long enough to know that, you know, things don't always work out the way you want to see it work out.
Welcome back to NBA Today. Certainly as the league descends here on Las Vegas for Summer League, all eyes are still on Damian Lillard and his future. So we now welcome in our front office insider, Bobby Marks, to the fold. And Bobby, you have been in these front offices. You have been making these decisions. You've actually been in a similar situation. So can you just walk us through what it is like, what the steps are to trading a legend, a franchise superstar like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, I mean, there's a balancing act, right? What's best for the organization and what's best for the player. We went through it in 2008 with Jason Kidd, who had asked to be traded in December of 07, but Jason gave us three teams. He gave us the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Dallas Mavericks. The Lakers didn't want to trade Andrew Bynum. The Clippers didn't want to trade Sean Livingston, so we were basically dealt with Dallas, and we didn't get that deal done until the 11th hour on the night of the trade deadline. But you have to protect your organization. You can't take a C-level package here, and that's what Portland is going through right now. And I don't think you just have to move them to move them. You have to sit tight, wait for the best deal, and then make a decision.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, when we traded Richard to Milwaukee, we just traded to Milwaukee. We didn't ask for his opinion on where he wanted to go. I think he actually found it on ESPN as far as where he was going to.
That's very true. You got fired, what, 2 years later? 2 years later you were fired and then started working in television?
But circling
you became the insider.
Circling back to Jason. When we traded Jason, we wound up getting a young point guard in Devin Harris.
He was trash. Devin Harris was trash.
Boy.
That's why
he wound up going to the All-Star game eventually.
Yes,
two first-round picks, one turned into Ryan Anderson.
He didn't even make the playoffs that year. He got off to a hot start and then tailed off at the end of the year.
This might be one time I'm with you, but when I think of the premier Nets team, it's the team with you and Jay Kidd.
And then they broke it up, and everyone lost their jobs. Lawrence Frank started off the season 0-17.
That speaks, though, to the situation that Joe Cronin is in. It is a balancing act that Portland has to go through as
Absolutely.
They think about what the best for the organization, what Damian Lillard wants, wanting to do right by him, also wanting to keep their jobs because they want the franchise to keep going in a certain direction, which, by the way, the Trailblazers still need to be sold, and so that needs to be appealed. All of those are the factors.
And the hatred never goes away. Look, Dame is always going to be mad at Portland. Me and Bobby, we still to this day don't even speak. I'm still mad at him about it. Sending me to Milwaukee.
I kind of like...
I thought this was more mutual. I thought Damian and Portland are both... Aren't they both working together to make this? Why would you be mad at Portland? I think
they are right now, but there's going to get a point when we get closer to training camp, if this hasn't been resolved, and then I think you might see some friction there as far as what we say. We're in July and then August and September. We're in this honeymoon period where everything is good. He's going to go to Miami, but what happens on that Tuesday when you got to report for camp?
Right.
And he's like, I'm coming to camp. I'm not in Miami, and now I'm in Portland.
Well, that's what happened with Kevin Durant. It's like Kevin Durant makes that offer, and it was like very quiet for a long time, and then it's like there's no traction on the movement. And look, to Kevin Durant's credit and the Nets' credit, they were like, hey, look, we can't just give you away. Start the season. We'll figure it out. And ultimately, he ended up getting to a place that he's happy with. But these things can take time with a player of that caliber.
Well, and the question is, at that point, they had a conversation with Kevin Durant. Kevin is such a competitor. We know Damian Lillard is too. And Durant said, all right, I'm going to report. I'm going to show up, and we're going to figure this out as it goes along. And then they checked in again and said, this isn't working. That'll become the question. Will he go to training camp if that's the situation?
I see that. He's done everything so far. He's shown nothing but loyalty to the city and the organization. I think as a fan of the game, you want him to be in meaningful basketball.
Right.
And not to say that the past couple of years haven't been meaningful. At the end of the day, he's putting up big scoring numbers, but you want to see him in the big games. You want to see him in the big lights. When you think of Damian Lillard in his biggest moments, they've always come in the highest pressure situations.
Exactly.
And we want to see that again. You know what I mean? I want to see him in big games. I still believe he's a top five point guard in the NBA.
And handling it the light. Right way goes a long way.
Yeah.
Right? Staying, sitting home, doing all that stuff. But when you're just like, hey, look, look, I'm going to do this, but if I'm going to do right by y'all, make sure you do right by me and just figure out the best situation.
Only time will tell how this plays out. We know that people get in rooms face-to-face right here at Las Vegas Summer League. Oftentimes, this is when we see really the deals get serious, conversations get more serious. We'll see if that is the case here with Damian Lillard. Bobby Marks will be with us throughout all of it as we see what happens with Damian Lillard's future in Portland. Bobby, thank you so much. Still to come, though, on NBA Today. I mean, did you guys see Jalen Green's insane 360 dunk? Can you do that, Austin?
I could never do that.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, we're going to go a little top of the top, best 360s ever when we come back. Hey, guess what, Richard?
What?
We're going to be back.
60 seconds, we done with work.
And then it's...
Tonight on SportsCenter at 6 Eastern. Full coverage ahead of Victor Wembanyama's Summer League debut. We're live in Las Vegas. Plus, the latest on Saquon's standoff with the Giants as the deadline for a new contract closes in. And Alex Morgan joins SportsCenter. How the U.S. women are planning to bring home a third straight World Cup title. SportsCenter, 6 Eastern on ESPN.
There's one little formula I believe in so much. Passion plus pride to respect all the competition, but fear none. Discipline of body and mind. You have that, you're going to win.
Tune into the ESPYs live Wednesday, July 12th on ABC to celebrate the greatest sports moments of the year. The ESPYs benefit the V Foundation for Cancer Research. To support, visit v.org/donate.
Welcome back to NBA Today, live from the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. We are here for the start of Summer League as fans are already starting to pour into the building. Players are taking the court right behind us. And speaking of taking the court, did you see this 360 dunk from Jalen Green?
Yeah. Who was it? Was it Jared? Jared asked me if I had any 360 in-game dunks.
Our producer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just laughed at him. That was it. That was my response.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah. I can't wait to see these dunks.
Okay. Well,
I'm super excited.
Let's take a look at some of the top 360 dunks that we have seen.
Are you in this, Austin?
Well,
No. We're not gonna do that. I got some dunks.
99.
Maybe not Vince, though.
Vince. Vince started it. He was the first.
Vince started it.
He was the first, though.
To go the other way.
Yeah, the other way is crazy.
Yeah. The other way was
celebration after.
I love it. And then we have Kobe in 2002.
That was the normal way. That was the way everybody would do the 360 before.
White chocolate?
Yeah, no, he didn't want none of that action. Ooh. Remember Vincent Yarborough, what he did to Vincent around the back 360?
How about this? J.R. Smith.
Oh, switch?
This is the most impressive of them all. Off a lob.
Off a lob is very,
running full
very
speed
hard.
Like that in transition?
Yeah, I've only done that a few times. That is very difficult
catch
to do.
Catch one off a lob, and now we have people doing it 360
yeah,
off
no,
a
lob. Best case scenario, I'm just really touching the ball, and that's a dream for me right there.
Swish is one of the most talented players.
You guys remember this?
Oh, this one. I remember this one.
This one.
And the windmill. That was more of like a windmill, too.
That's the hardest one, though.
That's the hardest
one. That's how I'm going to walk off.
The highest degree of difficulty was the catch lob, but the windmill?
Yeah.
That's tough. We see you, PG.
Man. Ooh, Pacers PG was different. I want to see that again.
He was strong.
That was awesome.
He was strong. He got a lot
of
work.
Well, we're just over 5 hours away now from the future being here. Victor Wembanyama, we finally get to see him on the floor. Austin, your final thoughts ahead of this matchup.
I'm excited, man. This is it, right? We've been hyping up this for a while now. We've been wanting to see this guy play. I want to see him block shots. I want to see him dominate the glass. I want to see him be a matchup nightmare. I want to see, what the hype's about.
Lower your expectations.
Raise them.
This is going to be fun. Thank you so much for hanging with us here on NBA Today. We